Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. It's been difficult to find interview subjects right now with summer coming up and also in the advent of the COVID environment. And so I'm going to talk a little bit again about a grant that I'm working on with a number of other people here at Missouri State University called the Coders Grant. It's a computing, writing, and science grant that we were funded through Department of Education, and we're going to be starting it in full force on Monday, June 14th, which is next week. We're going to be working with elementary school teachers in a workshop, and I want to talk a little bit about why we want to do that. So one of the things over many, many years that I have found to be the case is that to get kids interested in STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, you need to start at a younger age than we typically do. When I find students that are really interested in science that started at a young age, it is usually almost always because of a familial influence. Somebody in their own immediate family, typically a parent, a sibling, has an interest in science and gets that inculcated into the child. And then they find that that develops in themselves. And so by the time they get to high school, they have some sort of a facility or an interest in a scientific field. And it works out such that it dovetails completely with the rest of their life, maybe even. But for many, many kids, they come to the university and they have either no interest or really no true connection with science. And of course, the universities are struggling mightily to try to figure out how to address that, especially for groups that are underrepresented in the sciences typically. In certain fields of sciences I've talked about before, such as computer science, engineering, and mathematics, underrepresented groups in the U.S. are significantly underrepresented, as you can well expect. And how do you attack that? There are many different programs that we start, from scholarship programs and other kinds of groups where we try to integrate the students with mentors and so forth. But we find that actually most of those don't do as much good as we would hope. And in fact, we find that really, if we can only try to get this kind of thing infused into the curriculum at an earlier age, we think we can make more gains. And so we are trying to help the students in elementary schools get more science. Now, not just science by itself. Our main goal with this project is to take coding. Of course, people are interested in coding, whether it's the computer games or all the other software that drives our lives, to get coding ideas in the elementary school connected directly with STEM ideas, and also with writing and math. Now, the writing's a very important piece. So we find that when you write about something, when you communicate it, when you put pen to paper about it, and then talk to somebody else about it, typically it's going to integrate that knowledge into your own life in a better way than just observing somebody else doing something. So the goal of this grant is to help teachers find ways in which to do STEM projects and coding projects, simple coding in most cases, drag and drop with the basic elements of programs, and then to write about them and communicate with each other and with their teachers about those projects so that they can slowly begin to build a knowledge base that will work its way all the way into high school. So this grant, of course, is directed from 3rd to 8th grade, grades 3 through 8, which of course is quite ambitious. And we're starting with a group of 32 teachers on Monday, where we'll be doing a workshop that lasts 5 days. During that workshop, we'll be going over these ideas and the ways that teachers can implement them. But we're going beyond that. We've already started our website, which is msucoders.org. And on that website, we will have lesson plans and we will have YouTube videos, some of which have already been shot, that will help the teachers begin to pick up these pieces when they get to where the rubber meets the road, starting in the fall semester, and they need some help so that they can figure out ways that they can apply these direct lessons in the life of their own classroom. What we hope to demonstrate over the next 5 years, of course it's a long grant, is that these things can actually help the students in the lower grades, 3rd grade, 5th grade, 8th grade, start to think about science in a way that makes them excited and a way that shows them a future in which they can play a part. And in so doing, we hope that by the time these kids down the road get to the 12th grade, they've thought about a STEM career as at least a possibility, where otherwise they might not. We also hope that this will become a sustainable thing in the schools in which we work so that the teachers can go forward training future teachers so that this can become self-perpetuating. This is Dave Cornelison talking about the Coders Grant, which starts effectively on Monday for STEM Spots. Signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.